Okay, so guys. So we were in the middle of the stories of Reb Hanina ben Tradion. We saw parts of it last week. I haven't done anything new yet. Now your recorder's on. Now we can do new things. Okay, good. Fine. So we haven't done anything new. We saw two parts of the story, right? We saw his bizarre conversation with Lazar ben Parta, that he said he wasn't going to be saved because he was exclusively involved in Torah, which seems to be actively not true, which we talked about last week, right? Correct. And his conversation with Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. So let us pick up. Let's pick up there, okay? So we were in the middle, Yudzayin Amud Beis. Okay, so let's Asyuhu Lirilazar ben Parta. By the way, I realize after we finish these Gemaras, we should go back. We skipped the Gemara, the Agadah is about Unkelus, but that's also in the first parak. Those are fun times. Okay.
You mean the Gemara is about Unkelus in the Megillah?
What?
In Megillah, it is about Unkelus.
Yeah, and then there's
the
ones here. Yeah. Right. So here there's the ones about them trying to kill him and not working and him converting getting everyone to convert with him. Right.
Yeah.
Anyways, fun stuff. Okay. So Asyul Rilazar ben Parta. So right, we're in the middle of the story. So Rilazar ben Parta, as Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion said, is gonna be saved. So now we find out how we saved. So Amru, my time at Tanis, Umay Damagonaf. So they said, why did you teach Torah, and why did you steal? So Amar Lehu, Isaifa lo Safra, V'Isafra lo Saifa. Umeadaha lesa, ha nami lesa. What does that mean? It's very poetic. It's quite beautiful. What does he say?
If you write it, you do not...
He said, if there was a sword, there is no book. Right? He said, if there was a sword, there's a book, and if there's a book, there's a sword, but if there's no sword, there's no book.
What?
Right? Meaning, right? I didn't steal anything, and therefore your claim against me about Talmud Torah is also wrong. Umay Tamakar Lecha Rebbe. So he said, well, if you didn't learn Torah, why are you, right? Why do they, we're in the middle of Yud Zayin Amud Beis.
Can you retranslate from Umidaha?
With like two thirds down? Right?
Can you translate from
Umdaha Lesa? Right, you said Hanami Lesa. And if one of your claims is false, then the other one is also false.
Which one?
Right, meaning if I'm not a thief, you can't prove I'm a thief, I'm also not a Torah teacher. Huh. Right? Right, because remember, these were both crimes.
Torah teachers?
What?
Yeah, no, that doesn't make
sense. No, he doesn't, but remember, he's going to get saved. So they're totally baffled by this whole thing, and they say, Umay Damakar Lecha Rebbe. Right. Then why exactly does everyone call you rabbi? Right? If you don't learn Torah, right? Then what? So he says, nah, Rabban shall trisim ani. I am, Rashi says, I'm the chief weaver. I'm a really good, right, weaver. Yeah, I'm a seamstress. I'm really good at it. I'm the rabbi of them. They're like, really? Right? So I see Le Treki Bari Amrle, Hai Deshasiv Ai Darva. Right? So they brought him some parts of a loom, and they said, okay, which is the
what's a loom?
Like where you weave. And he says, which is the warp and which is the woof? Right? Which is the warp, right? Like, if you're so good, please pray tell. So it's Rachish. Le Nisa, a miracle happened.
Well, we skipped a line.
What?
Yeah. Didn't we just skip a line?
What? They just said, which one is the warp and which is the woof? Right? Which is the vertical one, which is the horizontal one?
Oh, it's so, a question.
Yeah, right? They're like, if you're so good at sewing, so prove how expert you are. So it's Rachish Le Nisa. So a miracle happened. And Asya Ziborta. And Osiva al Dishasya. So he, a female, like, something, right, some sort of bug or something, whatever, came and sat on, sorry, right, so Rashi has a fuller gear set. A male sat on the, or a male, some sort of creature, sat on the, on one part of it. I don't know which is the warp and the woof, right? But one goes into the other, right? That's the key here. And the male of this creature sat on the part that goes in, and the female on the part that receives. And he understood that this was God miraculously telling him which was the warp and which was the woof. I have no idea, right? Even reading it, I have no idea.
What are these names?
Warp and woof? They're the two parts of a loom. That's all. What?
What are these names,
Parts of a loom?
The part of a loom. That's what they are in English. It's a warp and a woof.
All right, next.
The only reason I know that is because it's... Because I
know what...
What?
Literally what...
No, it's because the only reason any rabbi knows this is because of Hilchos Shabbos. Because Oseh Shtab Batei Nirin has something to do with the warp and woof. Right? So I don't exactly understand. So Amar Lehu, Hai Deshazva, Hai Da'arava. He said, and he pointed out which one was which. So Amar Lehi... Umay time alozes leveyavidan. So if you're not nishta Talmud Chacham, then why didn't we see you at the idolatrous place, right?
What?
So Amar Lehu Zaken Hayisi. I'm an old man. Umisyare ani shematir mizim raglechem. I don't want to be trampled. Right? It gets quite rock. It's quite a rock. You know, quite a party over there. I'm just scared. Right? He has an excuse for everything. So Amru v'ada niv. They said, I don't buy that. How many old people get trampled in our idolatrous place? And a miracle happened, and that day an old man got trampled. Okay.
It's very cartoonish.
What? Yes, it does.
Abandoned street.
Right. Umay taima koshavakt avdech lecheiros. And they said, so why did you free your slave? Right?
Okay, which he's allowed to be like halachic. He's just like...
So apparently not. Whatever. They're just testing him. So Amar Lehu, lo hayu dvarim me'olam, never happened. Right? Kam chad minay lasudebe. Someone got up to testify against him. Asi Eliyahu idamile ki chad mechashuve malchusa, and Eliyahu showed up. Like, this is always how these happen, right? And he appeared as one of the chashuv people in the kingdom. And Amar Lehi Yizrachish Lehi Nisa Bechulu Bahanami Yizrachish Lehi Nisa Lo Gavra Bishusa Hudaka Chave Velo Ashkechve. And he said, right, if a miracle happened on all these others, then it's going to happen here. Also, they're going to say, really, this guy just has it out for him. Right? That was basically, right, they managed to convince him that the person who was going to try to testify against him only had something, had a vendetta against him. Kamla Memer Luhu Auksiva Igrisa Daviksiv, Rashiv Damacha Zuda Vekeser, Shadu Al Yode, Deu Gavra. Right? So they ended up sending this guy away, right, by to be a letter carrier to the Caesar, right? Whatever exactly happens. And Asi Eliyahu Patke Arba Mea Parse Aza Velo Asa. Well,
where are you now?
Towards the end of the page.
You went pretty quickly.
Yes, I mean, I'm not focusing on Elazar ben Parta, but the point is, right? A series of miracles happens to save Elazar ben Parta, which is exactly what Chanina ben Tradion said would happen. Yeah. Right? Right? Mea Parse Aza Velo Asa. Fine. Right? And then you know Eliyahu basically stops this guy. Okay, fine. Three lines from the bottom. Asyuhu l'Rechanina ben Tradion. But they brought Rechanina ben Tradion to his trial. Amrulei, Amayka sakto b'araisa. They said, why did you learn Torah? So now, remember, what did we learn about Rechanina ben Tradion? What is his personality?
He's a big political activist.
Yes, right? In addition to being, right, he is, right, part of what is driving him here is he has a very in-your-face political activist streak. Partially Hashem Shemayim. I mean, not partially. I mean, not just because he's a politician, but like he thinks, as we've talked about, that that's the right way to react when there is, right? When there is an attack on Judaism. So what? So in keeping with his personality, what does he do? Amar Lehu Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elohai. Because God said so, right? That's why, right? Right? I don't really care. But what's the theology? And this is a theological statement, which is, right? As I said,
don't ever again.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't care. I'm going to tell you why I did it, Right? Now, halakhically, right, there is much to be said about this, right? That for the Rambam says that you're not allowed to give up your life except for the big three.
Oh wait, but this
right?
Is,
but the Nukhe Yosef.
This is the case with the people that go
there. So sometimes it's Shasa Shmad, but the Nukhe Yosef says even if it's not technically Shasa Shmad, in Shasa Shmad you're allowed to, you might have to give up your life for everything.
But
right? Correct. But that may only be to do something. This is like, you don't have to spit in somebody's face, right? You don't have to literally go out of your way to let them know you violated a crime.
Right, there's a way out of it.
Right? Correct. Right? You can hide and learn Talmud Torah in private, right? Oh, why are you going out? Right? Even the Ramba, right? Even if you shaz a shmad, you're going to be mo. The Mukhe Yosef says... What? Okay, but he could just say, I didn't. He can lie, right? No one says you can't lie.
Try to get out of it.
Right? But the Mukhe Yosef, right, since quoted there in the Kesef Mishnah, that maybe even the Ramba will be mo that if someone is the God Lador, and his life, right, being sacrificed, would be Mekadeh Shem Shamayim in a way that the average person wouldn't, then different rules apply to him. Now, whether the Rambam would emote this, I don't know. Right? But there were many Rishonim who did feel this way. Right? And said that it's one thing for the average person, where the big three, Shas HaShmad, but maybe a God Lador is actually allowed to go out of his way even to get killed.
Should or is allowed?
It's allowed to. Not as like, should, allowed to, doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Right? Meaning, it is a... Well, you see, Realism and Partha thought that was the wrong way to go. Rishub and Kismas thought that was the wrong way to go. But it's a but if that's your cheshbon, it is at least permitted. And you see that Rechanina ben Trajan clearly holds this way, right? Rishub and Kisma says to him, right, you don't have to do this, right? Ani omer dvarm shel tam, right? Va'ata omer min hashamayim yirachamu. Right? Like, clearly he's conscious of the way there's another way of doing it. Right? And this is, I think, part of the evidence that we've shown him. Muster is that if the what gives the big three the chiyuv is the Kiddush Hashem component. And Shas HaShmad says that when there's Kiddush Kol Hashem at stake, then everybody is chayav to give up your life. Then for certain people, it may be legitimate to give up your life to create a Kiddush Hashem when it would be otherwise aser. Right now, this is not getting into the Sheet of Tosfos, but it says in general, you have to give up your life for three, and you're allowed to for every other mitzvah. Uh-huh. Right, even without Tosfos.
If you say according to the Rambam, there's not going to be a halacha, even a minhag, you just give your life.
Well, correct, but here he's going
to fall into that sort of thing.
It's hard because that would be if they said don't learn, and he said so he didn't learn at all. But he's going farther than that. He's putting his life in danger, and even when they caught him, he spits in their face. Right, meaning, right.
Well,
that's why
at this point they said you shouldn't be learning.
Well, he could just say, I didn't, or how do you know, right? But he, like, it's clear that he wants them to, right? He's, right? He's spitting in their face, right? He wants these and again, certain postgame really take this, certain we've shown him, take this seriously, that you're allowed to do this. So Miyad, and you know, it works, I guess. Right? Miyad Gazra love the Srefa. So they sentenced him to be burnt to death. Okay? Val Ishto Lahariga, and that his wife should be killed. Val Bito Leshev Bikuba Shalzono, and that his daughter should become a prostitute. Now, presumably, this means a government prostitute, right? Like, you know, like in Amsterdam, they get a. Right, it's prostitution is run by the government, and therefore the government gets taxes off of it. Right, so this is much worse, obviously. Right, that one of the punishments, but it's obviously much worse. Right, is that
public sector job?
Yes.
That was private sector.
Pimps pay taxes then.
Well, meaning it could be, meaning it's not.
That doesn't mean it's public
sector. No, not public sector, but the government makes money. This is even worse.
Yeah, it's not public sector.
No. I'm saying this is like even, you know, Kal Vachomer, right? Is that it was a punishment. That, like, they had government run brothels, right, or whatever. That the.
Government.
This is government run. I'm saying this is government run, presumably. I don't know. It could be. Right? Right.
Why do you think that was?
Well, because you're going to see that because later on when she gets bought out of, you know, when he gets bribed out, right? There seems to be, the person says, well, what am I going to do when they come looking for the money? Right? There seems to be, right? It seems to be that it wasn't just like a punishment to be a prostitute. It was that, right? And part of that was that the money went to the government, and therefore, right? If you're going to bribe the, you know, the prison warden or whatever to let her out, right? They're going to figure it out when they run out of money, right? We're going to see that a little bit later in the Gemara. But again, it's not 100% clear that's what this is, but it was clearly the punishment that they did. Okay, fine.
It's also more of a slap in the face for him because, like, it's his daughter is going to be, like, benefiting the
correct, and be involved in, like...
No, we're also like giving money.
Right, and the state, and also obviously, if you know, on religious grounds, yeah. you stand up on religious grounds, so you,
right.
You know, you throw his daughter into the lowest rungs of religious, you know, morality, obviously. So now the Gemara has a problem, though. Right, what's the problem the Gemara wants to know? Right, what you think about it? What is it? What is bothering the Gemara? Before we see the next line, what is bothering the Gemara?
That he killed his wife. Himself.
No, that well, that he didn't necessarily know. What's going to bother the Gemara? And think like the Gemara. What bothers you? What bothers you about the story? Why did he deserve this? Right. There's two questions. Why did it happen politically? And the other thing is, right? What?
We
haven't said. No, we have. We said why he didn't deserve to be saved.
Oh, well, isn't that
right? No, the question is
why did his wife and daughter to be?
Yeah, why did he deserve this whole thing? So a loveless Reifa. So the Gemara assumes theologically that. He deserved it. Why? Shahaya Hoga is Hashem Bosi Yosef. Because he used to pronounce Shem Hashem. Either Yud Kevavke or Tosfos notes. Right, there's different ways of understanding this. Rashi thinks it's that he said the 42 letter name of God, whatever exactly that means. I don't know what that means. Right?
Is there actually a 42 letter?
Again, many of the Rishonim think there is. You know, I don't know. Rashi thinks there is.
Once every 7 years.
Yeah, well, who knows? Hey. Who knows what this means exactly? Okay? So,
what are the other sheets that Tosfos brings down?
And look at Rashi. He says, Perish Kantra Chadosh Memem Bezosi Ozo Bo Mashu Chafetz. Right? Rashi says that he used the 42 letter name of God and used it for magic, right? To do whatever he wanted.
Rashi said,
"Oh, that's a Tosfos quotes Rashi, right? No, it's Rashi, but Tosfos quotes Rashi, right? What? No, Rashi does say it. It's the last Rashi. Yeah, Rashi. Tosfos says, "But Rovo Lomafarshim Reikore Beferush Osios Shulshem Amiyuchah Beosos Shasharatevos." Right? Most people just think it means he pronounced the Shem of Hashem, right, as it is written.
Ah,
so that's the. And then he quotes the Gemara, obviously, Nikra Ani Nichtav, right? Meaning, it's written, Aleph Dalet Nun Yun, it's written, it's read, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And then he gets into a bit of a discussion of exactly what you're allowed to pronounce. Okay, fine. So why did he do this? That's the big question. Right? What is, so the Gemara itself asks, Hei Chiyavid Achia, what? Right? What? Like, I get Rechanim and Trotner is a political... activist, but he's also what? He's Hoga Hashem Be. Like, what? Well, I don't understand. But Tanan, Elu Shein Lem Chelak Lolom Hapa. Right? Haom Rein Torah Min HaShemayim Vin Chiz HaMezim Min HaTorah Abashalom Rav Hoga Hashem Be'os Yosef. Right? According to Abashalom, you don't get a Chelak Lolom Hapa. I thought we were talking with a big tzaddik, right? That his worst sin was that he, right, learned too much Torah. Right, now you're telling me he did something that he doesn't deserve a chilek olam haba? That's a better reason why he's not going to get saved. And besides, why is someone doesn't have a chilek olam haba, like publicly giving up his life to learn Torah? Like, this just something personality wise doesn't fit. The Gemara says, I don't know what's going on. So the Gemara says, nah! Islam made offad. He did it to teach, and then it's mutter. Kiditanya lo talamed la asot, avalata lamed la havin la horos. You're allowed to teach if it's necessary to educate the next generation. You're allowed to do this, right? Or whatever exactly it means. It means different things in different sugyas. I don't want to get into that. But it was legitimate for legitimate educational reasons. Sure, it's a sugya of a desara. You did it now in the middle of the Rav Gamliel thing.
Daf Lamed Beis toward the bottom third of the page.
No, it's not on Daf Lamed Beis.
Not at all.
You guys did this, no?
Did we?
No,
you're sheer, but you did the sugya, right? You're not allowed to build. You're not allowed to have moons. But Rambam Leo was allowed to have a moon. Lahavin Lahoros.
Oh no, I'm talking about saying the.
I think you meant Lahavin Lahoros.
No.
Okay, so he said. But anyway, so he says it was Lahavin Lahoros. Now Rashi's right. Tosfos says Pesach Kuntres Miyo Kodesh Baruch Hu Medaktik. Right and. Well, whatever. It's just a different girsa. Not important, right? He says this is what the Gemara is going to get at. So the Gemara says, "Wait a second. I don't understand. My time of Yanesh. You can't have it both ways. Either what he did was mutter or it was usser, right? Because you're trying to explain why he was punished. Was it mutter or usser?" Right. So the Gemara says, "Mishum Hoga as a shame bifarhesia. He did it bifarhesia. So it means like It was mutter, but he did it too publicly, right? And Tosfos says that it's that he's medakdek, right? On Kadosh Baruch Hu is particularly medakdek on his tzaddikim, meaning it was a minor mistake, right? He was he was allowed to do it fundamentally. He just did it too publicly,
right?
It was a small error, and for that he deserved death.
Right. So technically, halachically, it's not awesome. It's just...
right? Or it was mildly awesome. Meaning he wasn't hogashem bes Yosef. It was just it wasn't.
Okay.
He did lahavin lahoros and not the best way. Right? It was like a slight thing, but for a tzaddik that was enough. Now, okay. This is very, very, right, odd. It is very, very odd. So, tell me, what is the point of this? Right, why is this the sin that he did?
Oh, because that's his whole MO. His whole thing is
Right, this is what, right, Benny Lau also develops here. He said it actually fits quite well into his personality. That whatever exactly his crime was, it was in the way he too publicly... Because what does this show you about Ruchanu and Tadron? That it isn't just against the Romans.
Yeah.
It's even like in his Avodas Hashem, he is like beyond activist. Right? And so much so, the Gemara says he went too far.
Right.
Right? Like, fundamentally, his kivun, right, his direction is legitimate, right?
Yeah, but he has it too much.
But he did it too much, right? Meaning, what is his sin? The Gemara has a havamina that it was he pronounced the name of God that is literally ineffable, right? It should not be pronounced. And the Gemara said, but then he wouldn't have a chiluk on habos. The Gemara said, okay, he did it for education, but he went too far in his public education, right? Which is essentially what Reb Shubin Kisma says to him, which is, whoa, I get why you're learning Torah.
But not so,
right? Meaning, this is Mamish, his whole mahus.
Yeah.
Right? His whole mahus is that he is, like, out there publicly talking about God in ways that are a bit too extreme.
Right?
Now, Benny Lau points out that it's not just that, but particularly the saying Hashem's name publicly in the thought of Chazal is an expression or a denial of what? Galus. Right, we've seen. Right? How do I know? Because, and I'll read you the Gemara. Now I have the Hebrew ones. I can read you the original. Right? This is a Mishnah and Sokta. Right? Tivarchu b'nei Yisrael b'shem mufurash. Right? You have to bless the Jews with the name of God. Literally, the ineffable name. Maybe you think that the Kohanim only blessed in the Beis HaMikdash with, right, with one of the Kinuyim, right, not with the actual ineffable name. Right, in the Beis HaMikdash you use the ineffable name, and outside you use, right, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, right? Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Arei Omer B'chol Makom She'asker Shmi, Zeh Mikra Mesuros. How do you know this? Because we have in the pasuk, wherever I reveal myself to you, right, is, right, sorry, you mentioned my name where I'm revealed to you, meaning the Beis HaMikdash. Now, again, it's technically mutter, but it's clear that what is for Chazal, what does it symbolize when you use the Shem HaMufurosh? Shema Farash, that you think that's supposed to be done in a place where God is imminent and not elsewhere, right? Not outside the Beis HaMikdash, and he's right teaching the name of God outside the Beis HaMikdash, which might technically be mutter, but it was too public. But he's right, it's clear what's he doing. He's invoking Mikdash themes, imminence themes. Right, God is here, right? And remember, this fits with what he says. Yeshua ben Parta says to him, or what does Yeshua ben Parta say to him? Right, ani omer dvarim shel ta'am, va'ata omer min hashamayim yirachamu. Right, what is he doing? He's asking for God's imminence in the middle of this political morass. Right, and then right, continuing right in the mikdash, right, even the mikdash, they tell you that what happens. This is a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Tana Rabbanan birishona shem ben shteim esrei osis hay mosin otzchol adam. We originally used to give this name to everybody. Then they used to start to only give it to the best of the Kohanim. But Snuim Shabakuna Mavlim Nimas Achem Akoanim. And even those Snuim of the Kohanim would hide it while the other Kohanim were singing along, so no one would hear it.
Wait, originally all the Kohanim would have it?
Correct. Yeah. They would give it to all of them.
Okay.
And Tanya, Omar Vitamar Bamachas Alisi, Achar Achi Imi Leduchon Vedisi Osni Kohan Gold Shamajev Li Shem Benimas Achiv Akoanim. And Omar of Yudam Rav Shem Ben Arba Shtaim. Osius, I mean, Gemara mentions it. The question is it a real name or is it just a combination of other names? Right? The 42 letter name, Ein Mosen Ozel Mishet Sanua, Va'ana, Va'omid, V'chatzi Yamav. You only give it to someone who is a Sanua and a humble person, and he's at least middle aged. Ve'no Kois, he never gets angry, and a Mishtaker, and he never gets drunk. Ve'no Mamid Al Midosav.
Even on Purim?
Even on Purim.
Even to be
Makai Mesti. Yeah, I don't know. Ve'no Mamid Al Midosav. Anyone who knows it and uses it right, he's beloved for God and beloved below. People are afraid of him. Etc.
Who is this guy Benny Lau? Is this guy you know?
He's a rabbi of the Ramban Shul.
Oh, the Ramban Shul. The
Shul we went to. Yerushalayim,
yeah. Oh.
Is that the same Ramban Shul?
Yes, the same one. Yes.
Katamon.
Katamon. Bediuk.
Your Ayman.
Okay. But at any rate, so now you see, right? So this, even his crime seems to fit his personality. Okay.
Is that book at all in Hebrew?
Yeah, well, you remember I brought the English one last week, right? The English one I had at home. This is the Hebrew one, right? It's been translated.
The sages.
Okay, yeah, the sages.
Better learn less.
Is it been translated from which language?
What? From Hebrew to English. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "What about Valishta Lahariga? Right? Why does his wife deserve death? Delo Micha Bey, because she didn't stop him. She didn't protest, right? Micha. Yeah. Right." Mikan Amru Kol Mashiyesh Bi Adalim Chos Vein Amocha Nena Shalav.
I'm on his daughter.
Valbito Leisha Bekuba Shalzonos. The Amar Biyochanan Pam Achas Aisi Bito Aisi Bito Malach Lev Negedolei Romi Amar Kama Na Pisio Seshil Shalriba Zu Miyad Dik Dik Bipsio Seshil. Because once it happened that people were looking at her, she was walking and said, "Wow, she walks really nicely," and she decided to be very careful how she walked so that they would notice her. Vahinu Da Amar Ripshim Ben Lakish My Desim Avon Ikvei Yizveini Avonot Shadam Dash Ba'akeva Bolam Azem. Even though the Yom HaDin. Great. Right? They bring it around, right? Right? Let's sobeve. Right? Meaning it brings you to Yom HaDin. Right? It'll come around.
What's that?
But, right? So she walked with this, you know, with you know, so men would notice her, and now she will be a Zona.
Right.
And then the Gemara says, now, Ruchanina ben Tradion. Another thing we're about to learn about him is that part of his, you know, in-your-face personality is that he also accepts it. He accepts the din, right? Like, it's all a personality thing. He's like, right, it fits, right? He's committed, maybe even too committed, but ad hasof, he's not going to speak badly about God. So, and no one in his family is. So what happens? Bishashiyatu shlashdan, when they go out to be killed, tzadku aleim es hadin. They all express God's justice. Hu omer, hu amar atzur tamim pa'alo. He said, the God, right, the rock whose ways are just, are perfect. Isho amra el emunah ve'inavel. His wife said, God is faithful, there is no injustice in him. Bito amra gadol ha'etzev erov ha'alilah she'inecha pip. Right, that great is the wisdom of God whose eyes are open to everything. I mean, they all said, right, and Amar Rebbe, Kama Gedolim Tzadikim Halalu, how great are these Tzadikim? Shenizdamnul Hen Shalosh Mikros, Shal Tzidah Gaden, Mishat Tzidah Gaden. That they're so great that it was like at the tip of their tongues, right, that they each came up with three different psukim of Tzidah Gaden, like the whole family, right? It was like, we are in this ad hasof, and like whatever comes, we're willing to take the consequences, and we will die, and we won't question, right? Like, there is a power to this personality,
yeah.
Right? Like, there's a very power, there's like very powerful with his personality. Okay. So now we actually read the next unit, right? Which was a backtrack to when he was talking to Yosem and Kisma. So now go down to the punishment. So three lines down. So you're three lines down in the wide line. So skip down, right? So then it backtracks to his original conversation with Yosef ben Kisma. And we said that when did this all happen? On the way back from the funeral of Yosef ben Kisma.
Right.
Okay? So what is their punishment for him? Now even his punishment is what? It's not just Mida Kim Negan Mida. It's the way he would want to die. Right? Which is the most in-your-face way he's going to die. So what happens? Three lines down. Heviuhu vikarchu b'sefer Torah. He wouldn't let go of the Sefer Torah, so they just wrap him in the Sefer Torah. Vifiku vikifu b'chavle zmoros, and they wrap him up with vines. Vitzisu ben ezaor, and they light him on fire. Viu svugin shel tzemer, v'sharom b'mayim v'henichum al libo, k'der shelo teitzav nishmaso mehera. And they put sponges on his heart so that he'll die more slowly. Right? But he's being burnt with the Sefer Torah. Yes, he is. Correct. He's one of the Esarei Rigimalchus. Amar lo, Bito. His daughter says to him, Abba, Ereka Bikach. Do I really have to see you like this? This is the schar of all the Torah you've done. And what does he say? If I'd been burnt by myself, yeah, it'd be problematic for me. I'd have a hard time with it. But now that I'm being burnt with the Sefer Torah, the one who will come and will, right, claim the disgrace of the Torah, meaning God will stand up for the Torah, who yivake shelponi? He'll stand up for me too. Right? I mean, I don't care that I'm going to die. Right? This is, if I'm going to die, this is how I want to die. I want to be burnt with the Sefer Torah wrapped around me.
What?
But this is like, you understand, it's building a personality here. When the Agadah are just describing, he is like the most in-your-face, like, meaning he thinks that what's the response to Roman oppression is to be as in-your-face religious as it takes, right? Sometimes he even went too far, but too bad. And he's never going to question God about it, right? So Amar lo Talmidav, Rebbe, ma taroa, they're looking at him. Not only is he like, okay with this, he's like staring up into space. I'm like, what exactly do you see? Right? Rebbe, ma taroa, right, what are you looking at? Amar lahen, Gilyon Nisrafin, I see the Sefer Torah being burnt, right? The cloth being burnt. The Otios Porchos, right? But I see the letters flying into the air, right? And this is like, right? This is the classic image of Chanina ben Tradion, right? This is his death moment, right? As they say, right, what do you see? And he says, look, what do I see? And the Rav has a whole drasha based on this. Right? Is that nishmat, that osios shel Torah, nishmat adam. Right? That a person is a Sefer Torah. Right? What is he saying? He's saying, look, I see the Sefer Torah burning, but the letters live on. They're flying in the air. They can't be touched. Right? Which is his mashal for himself, clearly. Right? Which is, I'm burning. Right? But I'm going to Shemayim, I'm going to Olam Haba, I'm living on, my message will live on. Just like the Torah's message will survive this flame. Right? They can't touch the osios of the Torah. Right, and he sees this image, right? This like prophetic image, or you know, I don't know, but, you know, or he just sees this, right? I don't know if he's right, it's what he imagines or what God gives him a vision of, right? And they say to him, "Afata psach picha v'tichanes becha ha'esh." Open your mouth, let the fire in. Why are you delaying your death? It's so painful. He was closing his mouth so that his life would be prolonged. They say, come on, how much pain do you need to endure? Amar lahen, mutav sheyitlena misha nasna, right? He's in your face is even with God. He said, no, God, it's better that the one who gave my life should take it away. I'm not giving in, right? I will not give up my life. If God wants to rip my life from me, then let him do it, right? But I am not going to do it for him, right? It's like, this is like, you know, I mean, you see, it's like, I mean, he's awesome. Right? It's just, Va'ali chabahu ba'atman, I won't damage myself. Now this, parenthetically, we could give a whole million shirim. This is one of the main makaros in the Gemara for if, no, of whether you're allowed to speed up your own death in cases of extreme pain. Right? This is one of the Gemaras that the post can quote. Yeah, he's talking about himself in third person.
He should not
damage himself. He said, let the one who gave me my life take it. God wants my life, he can take it from me. Right?
Do they use it like to say you can't or that you can? Because like the community asked him.
So they try to use it, right, potentially as a riot that you can't speed up your own death, even because of pain.
Yeah, but he was specifically like going above the law. Like,
ah, yeah. Right, so that's the pushback, is that clearly in context, this is like Ruchanina bin Tradin Lashitaso.
And also the Talmidim, who I assume no Torah.
Correct.
Why don't you open your mouth?
Correct, and that's why it's not totally clear to me how you can use this. So then the next line even confuses it more. So Amar lo constant kalatz denori, the person who's burning him says to him, Rebbe, im ani marba bishal heves v'notel svugin shel semer me'al lipcha atam b'vieni l'chalom abba. So the executioner says, well, what happens if I raise the flames and take away the sponges so you die quickly? Do I get to go to Olam Haba with you? Amar lo hein. He said, yeah. Right, I mean, he's not willing to do it. He doesn't care if the Romans kill him. Right, the Romans can speed it up, but he's not giving in. Right, the Romans can kill him. He doesn't care. Right, they can speed it up. Halavai. Right, but he's not doing it. Hashbeli. So the executioner said, "Swear to me." Nishbalos. We swore. Miyad hirba b'shalavet v'natal svogin shemra me'alibo yatsa nishmasu mehera. So he quickly increased the flame and took away the sponges and he died quickly. And then the executioner, afu kafatz v'nafal etocha or, and the executioner jumps into the flame. Yatz abaskal v'amran, abaskal comes out and says, Rebbe Chananya ben Tradion v'kaltzaniri, mizuman hein l'chayi olam haba, Rebbe Chananya ben Tradion and his executioner get to go to olam haba. Bacha Rebbe v'amran yesh kona olamo b'sha achas v'yesh kona olamo b'kama shanim. And Rebbe cries and says, there are some people who it takes their whole life. Like he said, Rebbe Chananya ben Tradion, right, gives up his life, right, in this and gets Olam Haba because of a whole life like this. And the executioner in a moment gets a chelek in Olam Haba, and he cries at this image, right? So here is really the end of Ruchinim and Tradion, though we pick up on his family next week, right? One second. Right, and again, this seems to be right, and Benny Lau again develops this, is that I really do think, right, that this end of the moment is really itself the expression of Ruchinim ben Tradion's life, right? Is that he's saying, look, ad hasof, I will stand up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not giving in. They can kill me. God can kill me. I don't care. I will not die. Right? I will spit in the face of the Romans. Let God kill me. Let the Romans kill me. But I until the last moment. Right? And what is his conviction that his message will live on? That he stood up for Elbona Shel Torah. He said, right, I see Osios Parchos Bavir, the letters live on, but it's a mushel for himself. He's saying, yeah, my body's being burnt, I'm over, but my message will live on, right? This is clear that he's dying Al Kiddush Hashem to make a point, right? Political, religious, right? Theological. And like I said, this is the opposite of Rabbi Yerushalmi Kisma, right? He said that's not the way to function in societies like this, right? The way to function is try to do as much as you can, not in your face, but not. That's not Ruchan and Trajan's theology, right? Not his political understanding, not his religious ones, and it really does build in terms of the sins that even Chazal attribute to him, right? He was Hogashem Bez Yosef a little bit too much, right? Okay, what we'll do next week is we will continue.
One message, with your permission. I just read about the walking of the tablet that Moshe Rabbeinu sent to Egypt. So how did he do it? So one of the interpretations, he saw the letters
flying. And it's empty already.
The Torah, we don't need it. It's a stone. That's how you broke it. Otherwise, it's not Torah without the message.
Right, the message, nice. Right, it's nice that the right. So that's Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion. Obviously, there's a lot more to do. And like I said, you could give a whole shiur, and if you want, we could take another week and do that, which is the halachic aspect of it, is does this sugya teach us? So we'll see. I think what we should do next week is continue to the end of the story first, and do the Buria part of it as well. Yes, that's a continuation, because Buria is his sister. Right, Buria is his...
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Sorry, his... is his... Sorry, it's his daughter. His daughter. Right?
His daughter?
His daughter. Buri is the daughter of Chaim's Tradion.
Oh, wait. Zona.
What?
The Zona one?
No, it's the other sister. There's two sisters. There's Buria, and that's what the next story is about. Is Buria, Remeir, and the other sister,
uh-huh.
Right? And I want to at least touch on that to that story, and then if you want, we can come back to the halachic one. But that means we'll be on this Gemara for at least another 2 weeks. Which